The Insomniocracy. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Everybody is telling us to sleep more, and the latest is Arianna Huffington, who wrote a book about her own sleep deprivation and uses Donald Trump as her poster boy.
Well, actually, Donald Trump displays all the symptoms of chronic sleep deprivation.
She was on CNN declaring that Trump's symptoms were clearly on display, especially last week.
His mood swings, his irritability, his paranoid tendencies. All these
terrible symptoms, and yet these are the same symptoms that have made him the most influential politician in America. So here we're being told getting more sleep is essential to proper functioning, and yet you can read through the list of sleep-deprived people, and it's a who's who of history's superstars: Da Vinci, Edison, Jefferson, and yes, Trump, who not only claims to get by with 3 to 4 hours of sleep, but even dismisses the idea of vacation.
Vacation? If you want vacations, you're not really in the right business. I hardly ever take time off.
I don't know who's right, but we do seem to be living in an insomniocracy. Everybody with permanent wires coming out of their ears for fear they'll miss something. Companies like Google providing employees with nap pods so they don't just collapse in the hallways. It's not natural, even for Trump.
We should actually recognize that he's running on fumes and it becomes cumulative.
And come to think of it, you know who didn't appear on a single talk show over the weekend? Even by phone? Is it possible someone finally needed a nap? Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.